Hi, Scott.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very sad. You know, this is a very special person and a dear, dear friend. So I think all of us in San Francisco felt very proud of the fact that she, the first woman to be nominated for a national ticket, was Geraldine Ferraro in San Francisco, California.
Yeah. Well, and I want to ask you about that because at that time you were the chair of the Democratic Party in California. And describe that moment.
I was chair of the convention. That more, you know, more to the point, I was chair of the convention.
Yes.
And so for us putting on the convention, having that nomination take place, that historic time, I mean, were you born or whatever?
I was, yes, so I was fun. Actually working in the news business, believe it or not.
Yeah, but it was so thunderous, the response that her first statement to that convention made, who she was and what her nomination meant. Anyway.
What, yeah.
Okay. Well, you asked me.
Yeah. So, well, tell me what, you know, what did that mean to you being there, being the chair of the convention in your city? What did it mean to have her be the vice presidential nominee and make history like that?
When Geraldine Ferraro accepted the nomination at our convention, which I was chairing in our city, of which we're very proud, the response was thunderous. I've been to many conventions before and since, and I've never heard anything like the emotional response to her nomination. And it was a thunder that reverberated around the country. Here was a woman for the first time opening the doors for women of all parties, not just Democrats, to be on the top, on the national ticket. So it was, again, it was so gratifying as a woman, and for me as an Italian-American, of course, I was doubly proud. And then on top of that, that it would happen in San Francisco for us seemed perfectly appropriate.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that. I was thinking about it before you called that, you know, there's so much made of her gender, of course. I mean, that was the historic part. But she was also Italian-American. She was Catholic. She was a woman, of course, and a mom, which, you know, you're all those things as well. Did you feel, for all those reasons, a particular kinship with her?
Well, I knew Geraldine, I knew that she was extraordinarily talented, and that's why she moved so quickly through the ranks in the Congress to be part of the leadership and to be recognized by Tip O'Neill in that respect and then by Walter Mondale. But she was first and foremost a mom. I had a conversation with her this month where she was telling me about her children and her grandchildren, which were always the subject of every conversation with her, but she also talked about the future and policy, how it would affect them. And so she was proud of family and fighting for policy right up until the end.
You, the two of you did not serve together in the Congress. You were elected a few years after she left. But I wonder, did she give you any advice, or did you ask her for any advice in that first campaign in 1987?
Well, you know, my daughter showed me today a letter that Geraldine sent on March 24th, 1987, to endorse my candidacy for Congress, and talking about the issues she cared about: child care, reproductive freedom, equal rights, pay equity, issues that affected women in their daily lives. I was so proud of that endorsement. She also appeared for me during that campaign. And whether you asked or not, she always had some advice to give, but very valuable and very welcome.
What was the advice? I mean, she ran. That was a tough campaign in 1984, as you well remember.
It was. She came. I had one night, I had Geraldine Ferraro and Barbara Mikulski at like one of the opening nights at my headquarters. Can you imagine that? And just think, this week at the Library of Congress, I'm going to be hosting a reception for Women's History Month honoring Barbara Mikulski and Geraldine Ferraro. And this week we were trying to figure out who from her family would represent her there. Is it any way possible she could come? And what she said to me is, I'll keep the door open to it, but I don't want you to count on my being there. And but here they were fighting for women, more women in Congress in 1987, and now I will be paying tribute to them this week. Of course, we'll still pay tribute to Jerry, but in a much sadder way.
When she was in Congress in 1984, there were 24 women in the House. How many are there now? Roughly, it's
about 79 or something if you count the Senate.
Yeah.
We've probably tripled the number, which is certainly not good enough, but it's progress.
Yeah.
But we have to do much better than that. In the letter that she wrote, she said that there were 13 Democratic women in Congress, and then with Sala Burton's passing, she mentions this in the letter, there were only 12, and therefore we needed to elect. It was important that we keep electing more women to Congress. She really, really had that as a priority, she acted upon it.
You obviously earned becoming Speaker on your own, but in some way do you feel that she, blazed a trail for you?
Of course. Well, she blazed a trail for all women in politics, as I say, regardless of party. All of us, especially those of us in Congress, stand on her shoulders. But she would be the first to say that she stood on the shoulders of others who made the fight, many of whom she served with in Congress at the time, and then went on to run for vice president. But all of us who are there stand on the shoulders of other courageous women. Geraldine Ferraro, certainly a leader among them.
Anything you'd like to add, Congresswoman?
She was a fighter for issues that affect on women's daily lives, child care, reproductive freedom, equal rights, pay equity, she was there. What I always was amused by, but I talked to her like every other month, from time to time, and for several weeks in between. She was always, I can just tell you, whether it was talking about unfair tax policy or issues or pay equity for women and the rest, right up until the end, she was talking about those issues. She cared so very much about them. They were in the fiber of her being.